Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Coming at you live, pre-recorded for you from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're here until July the 4th, broadcasting each day, or what do you call it, Mark? Tape, live tape, what do you call
live
it?
Live to tape.
Live to tape.
Yeah, that's the old industry standard for what we do, or industry term for what we do, which is we record the show without editing into tape, and then we air it in that way. So it is a...
basically like we're doing a live show,
yep.
Only we do it... on demand, when we want to,
right.
We pre-record it. So live to tape makes sense. It is being recorded live.
Yep.
There's not a lot of, oh, stop, we need to go back and do that. I mean, we just did that, but...
You can. And obviously we do. What does the audience want extra mistakes for? But what I can say is that... It's, you know, the revelation that we didn't have to do Free Talk Live was so freeing for us, because the difficulty is trying to line up the interviews from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time while people are having dinner or, you know, participating in karaoke or whatever they're doing at whatever event we're at.
Well, not to mention the internet here isn't exactly ideal.
Yeah, and there are all kinds of problems at Rogers, yeah.
One of the things really popular here is cryptocurrency, though, and if you have no idea what that is, you need to head over to Bitcoin.com. It's got everything you need to learn about it. There's very short tutorial videos that will teach you the basics, and if you're an expert, you can go to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all the news that's relevant to you. There's a lot there to see and do, all on a sleek and easy-to-use modern website. That's Bitcoin.com. Check it out if you haven't already. There's no excuse for ignoring this world-changing information. We're being joined here by Kevin Craig of the New Hampshire State House. We're talking...
The Honorable Kevin Craig.
Honorable?
That's the terminology they use for anybody who's managed to make it one time into the New Hampshire House.
You'll forgive me for not calling you the Honorable.
But I assume
you're an honorable person.
I think it's far more honorable than being called His Excellency, which is the governor's official title.
Well, I've declared that mine's His Majesty, so, you know, one might as well, right?
It is frustrating seeing Sununu's little executive orders by order of His Excellency, Governor Sununu. Are you kidding me? At least, Mark, when you put on your crown, you're not expecting anyone to take you seriously, but Sununu does. And he's got men with guns who make us take him seriously.
I don't know what he thinks when he expects people to take him seriously, but I know people do take him seriously. He didn't write up that missive, that memo that says His Excellency. Some lackey did that clearly took the title seriously, because Sununu could say, if he wished, well, I don't use that terminology, that's crazy.
Wouldn't that be great if we had a politician so humble that they're like, stop right now, do not ever call me His Excellency again.
But, yeah, we don't have that. Speaking of politics...
Such a person would never become governor.
Yeah. Kevin Craig, I do want to talk about what's going on there. You said, I declared, I believe, one of the best budgets in New Hampshire history is up for vote right now. And there's kind of a liberty conflict over it. If I could synopsize it, basically those in the Freedom Caucus, is that what it's called?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. The Freedom Caucus, many of them really wanted to limit Sununu's executive power to 90 days. And boy, do I support them.
Well, yeah, the biggest threat here was that, you know, Sununu was able to declare a 21-day emergency order and then extend it and extend it and extend it. Every 21 days, he just extended it. It basically can be perpetual if he so chose.
Right.
And that's terrifying.
And, but it's kind of this, one of these situations where either you get the thing you were hoping for, which was their limit on Sununu, and governors generally, I mean, it doesn't have to be Sununu, any governor, from declarations of state of emergency beyond 90 days, or you can have this really great budget, but you can't have both. And I think that many liberty-oriented candidates, not candidates, but representatives, are stuck on the horns of a dilemma.
there is indeed a problem there. Many of us wanted much stronger restrictions on the governor's executive authority. I personally would say that he could extend one order for 7 days, and then it expires unless both houses vote by two-thirds majority to extend his power. But that's not going to happen. So what we have is what is in HB 2, and that will be that he can issue 21-day emergency orders, and that can go up to 90 days, and then he must call a special session of the legislature for a joint session, and then each body will separately vote, and unless they vote to kill it, then he can continue extending powers. So that's not my favorite, but here's what I do like in the budget. It takes $100 million out of the statewide property tax that will no longer be raised statewide. Local schools still get to keep that same amount of money, but it comes from the general budget surplus, and the state will no longer be collecting that money. So that's money that stays in New Hampshire taxpayers' pockets. Here's another that I like, is that the education freedom accounts that we spoke about, that families will be able to opt out and have a portion of the money that was previously being spent on their education. And I personally don't know a teacher that if you said, here's $7,700 per student. You pick your class size from 1 to 30. You provide the building and the materials and the instruction. Would you do that? Every teacher I know would jump at that in a heartbeat so that they could provide a really quality education for students at that amount of money.
I mean, right now, as you said, it's costing them $17,000 to $30,000 per student. And this
for public school.
Yes, and this budget offers effectively $7,700. Well, I mean, it's obviously going to be more efficient because there's nothing efficient about the public school system. And none of that money really goes to teachers anyway who, you know, don't have money for materials and stuff like that unless they pay for it out of their paychecks.
And if you think about it for a second, I mean, $7,500 over 20 students, if you had, say, I mean, I was educated by one teacher per classroom up until the age of sixth grade, whatever age that is. And if that teacher had $150,000, that's what she would have as far as her budget goes. When you're when you're counting off heads in there, 20 students, that's plenty to educate those kids. It's the piles and piles of bureaucracy is what takes it. And, I mean, why wouldn't a teacher just set up a little school in a town and educate some kids and do a great job with it?
That's absolutely true. And that's I would love to see a return to that, to the small-town academies.
I mean, that's here, the way it worked in the past, right?
Yep, and it worked fine.
The Lancaster Academy here in town was operated that way up until we created a school administrative unit, then consolidated with the neighboring towns.
Right, and if government school is such a great, the way it's designed now, is so great, why isn't it getting better results? I mean, honestly,
well,
small...
it's not designed to.
Maybe it's not.
It seems to be designed to make people obedient, trusting in authorities, because, I mean, that's the earliest lesson that the public school system teaches. Your principal is judge, jury, and executioner. This is how...
So I'm not sure it's much different than that in any school that's ever been. I mean, a home school, the parent is...
Perhaps not, but in public school system, I mean, they generally are forced to be there. It's compulsory.
Yep.
So, I mean, there is, and that's their first lesson in how to live as an American citizen. Oh, there's the authority figure. He's the tyrant. You obey him, and that's that. So then we produce adults who obey the president or obey the governor or obey the police officer because that's what they were taught in public school system. The authority has spoken. It's time for them to obey.
My father had a great line about that. I grew up in a very small town in Arkansas, only 400 people. There was one family who moved in and wanted to homeschool. And that was illegal at the time. And my father actually opposed it because he worried about socialization, you know, the old book of bear of socialization. But anyway, by enrolling their son in the Calvert School out of Baltimore, which is a worldwide recognized distance learning school, they were able to get permission, finally, to teach at home. And they were both college teachers, both college professors from their previous career. But Dad did say a great line about it. He said, all children are homeschooled. Some also learn somewhere else, but all children learn at home.
That is an excellent point. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Keep up the awesome work. I hope you're successful with, you know, rolling back some of Sununu's powers and definitely getting this budget passed. Keep up the great work. Come join us. We are at Port Fest for another 13 days. This is Free Talk Live.
Right. Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live coming at you from Port Fest 5, 2021. It's a beautiful day here at Rogers Campground. You got to get up here if you haven't made it already. It's lasting until July the 4th. That's the final day. There's a fireworks show being planned for July the 3rd. Really, you got to experience it to really get a feel for what it's all about. It's all about community coming together and, you know, just having a good time. And you see that in abundance everywhere you look. It's hard to walk from point A to point B without stopping and spending 15, 20 minutes talking to someone who you haven't seen in more than a year. Hey, what are you?
That's what it's like. Yeah, I was just trying to go get what do they call these? A pop filter? We call them mic muffs here at Free Talk Live. Obviously a piece of broadcasting equipment I had left in the room, and I needed to go get it real quick. Well, there are two people on the way that I had to stop and talk to, and because, you know, I couldn't just run past, and that's that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a good time. One of the people that we've run into here is Chris Wade, who's here with Think Penguin or Freedom Decrypted. Which one are you representing here at the festival?
That's a good question. So I forgot to bring my big blow-up penguin. So
you have a big blow-up penguin?
I have a huge, gigantic, like,
why have I never seen
size.
This?
Have you not watched Freedom Decrypted? Have you not been to past the Porcupine Freedom Festivals and Fork Fests?
Yeah. I don't recall having ever seen your penguin either.
I generally work during them, though, so
yeah. But you need to get around a little bit more because
you have a giant inflatable penguin.
I do, yes.
And you forgot it?
I forgot it.
What is Bob going to bring it up later?
I might bring it up for Forkfest, but
Forkfest needs
at some point, probably like maybe Monday.
Forkfest needs a giant inflatable penguin.
Oh yeah, and I'm pretty sure we had it last year, and.
I swear, I was in a different mindset last year than I was this year. Last year involved significantly more alleged hallucinogenics, but I'm pretty sure I would remember seeing a giant inflatable penguin.
It seemed like that would be the kind of thing you would remember.
Yeah, I mean, I got a company, Think Penguin, and we sell computers and accessories, and the penguin is basically a mascot for the Linux operating system, and so we have a big, well, penguin because we
cater to
that.
How did it come to be a penguin? Do you know?
That's a good question. It was. Oh, you're gonna. If you're gonna try to get me to name names, I
mean, it just.
One of the guys who helped set up Linux liked penguins.
Yeah, it's well. So there is a story behind it. So Linus, who is the creator of the Linux kernel. Okay, which is basically the heart of the Linux operating system, or the GNU Linux operating system, for some out there who might prefer that. But basically, he said at some point he liked penguins. And so there's another guy who I cannot for the life of me think of his name, but it's like Eric something or other, I think. But he basically drew up a penguin. And it's kind of humorous because there was a vote that kind of went on for like, a mascot or a logo or something, and it was terrible. And
the penguin won?
And basically the popular support won, and it became the penguin, but ultimately the penguin, I think, predated it anyway.
Yeah,
but it was
sure.
never... So the official thing is not what people recognize.
Right.
They think Linux. They think penguin.
The penguin, yeah.
So that's how we got the name Think Penguin.
Yeah, the penguin is so ingrained as Linux for me that when I see the penguin, I immediately think Linux.
Yeah.
Lots of people have computer companies, but what they don't have is computer companies that are concerned with people's privacy on the internet. And I got to say that, you know, you guys really do that, and you really take it to as far as you can, as far as anybody wants to go with security and privacy on the internet. You guys can help them.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of, I don't want to say we play the middle ground here. We go kind of as far as we can reasonably go, and then we work on stuff that nobody's actually going to go there. But it's some of that stuff hasn't even been released yet, and some other stuff it doesn't have a private, it doesn't have a, you know, it just isn't something that people are, we're not there yet anyway. Like, so there's,
sure.
We have our regular computers and they run Linux and those are good for anybody. But if you want to take it a step further, you kind of need to get away from Intel and AMD. They're kind of backdoored. Yes, I know. I just said our systems are backdoored. but that's the reality with all systems.
How do you get
right
away
now.
From a CPU other than AMD or Intel?
Well, that's the hard part. And that's why it's taken us years and years and years to work on something to move away from that. And it's not something that, you know, your typical computer manufacturer, they just pull a reference design from Intel or AMD, basically, and they built a system out of it, right? Well, you can't do, when you have to do all the parts yourself, basically, it's a lot harder.
So you guys are manufacturing your own CPUs? Or you're looking
to? No, you don't have to manufacture your own CPUs, but you do have to basically combine all the right components onto a design, a board, and we have these modular boards, and I think Mark actually put in with the crowdfunding, and yes, they have been manufactured, but they have not shipped yet.
So when you say that there are backdoors on these Intel and AMD chips, that is true, but
one of them was notoriously used to make the Switch hackable. For the Nintendo Switch,
okay.
For whatever that's worth.
So that was, this is my question, is has a government, to your knowledge, ever used these to go after somebody who wasn't a full-on terrorist?
Yeah, so this is an interesting question. I don't think they're using it in general, because if they did, it would become more apparent, and there would be more backlash. I think the reality is more along the lines of the, it's there, it's present in all of these systems. They don't use it except for against high-level targets, like the German chancellor, for example. They targeted her cell phone, apparently, not her laptop, but same difference, right? They don't use these techniques, these very, very low-level, sophisticated techniques, you know, generally speaking, because, you know, if they use them, then it would become more obvious. And
well, I guess it depends on the group. I mean, there's the Equation Group that Kaspersky Labs has identified that it's almost certainly the NSA, and they're out there intercepting hard drives as they're being shipped from one location to the other and installing custom firmware. That's
but not all hard drives.
Not all hard drives,
though. Yeah.
Hashtag not all hard drives.
So, I mean,
I will say, anytime I've ordered something personally off of Newegg, it vanished along the way for about a five-day period.
Yeah, that's a sign that it could potentially have been intercepted. They actually, so one of the ways that, this is kind of humorous, but drug dealers get around some of these problems of intercepting devices and money and drugs and things like that, is they actually overnight it, because if it's there, if it's not there by 10:30 a.m.
When
it's expected, it takes longer to intercept than that.
Yeah, okay.
So
it's reality, right? Like, they have to work in reality, and the government isn't fast.
I will also point out that that hasn't happened to me in more than 2 years, I think.
No.
But yeah. It's very frustrating, and it's weird. It's peculiar when you are regularly ordering computer parts, then suddenly this batch that you bought for personal use, that were known to be bought for personal use, vanishes for 4 to 5 days along the route, and then suddenly it's on its way again. It's peculiar.
Now, you run a show called Freedom Decrypted, where you talk about these kind of things on the regular.
Yeah.
And where can people find that website?
That's freedomdecrypted.com. It's freedomdecrypted.com.
Freedomdecrypted.com. You just take your best bet at it in the...
There's also links to it that you can find at thinkpenguin.com, I believe.
Yeah, if you click on podcast, link at the very top at thinkpenguin.com, you'll also find it that way.
I can spell decrypted better than I can spell penguin.
Well, really? I would speculate that you're probably unusual in that regard.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting using Google, but use DuckDuckGo or SearchPage or something like that, and you can find it that
way,
too.
StartPage.
Yeah.
Which
StartPage
one do you
is
use?
Fantastic.
What
do you use?
Research is a good one.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Chris. Keep us updated on Freedom Decrypted, and of course, you're welcome to join us anytime. We're always here. And you, listening, you're welcome to join us as well. Come on up. It's SportFest 2021.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats has been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. The bill would have been the largest overhaul of the electoral system in decades, a measure Democrats say is needed as states have been passing their own election reform bills in the wake of last November's election. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will appoint a select House committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol building. Pelosi reportedly made the announcement Tuesday at a meeting of a Democratic leadership committee, but did not offer details of her plan. The announcement comes after a bill to establish an independent 9/11-style commission to investigate the causes of the January 6th riot failed in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News. Iran's newly elected president says he's not interested in a meeting with President Biden, while the U.S. says he wasn't elected in a fair election anyway. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Live from Pork Fest 5 2021, continuing on from June the 21st through July the 4th here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You got to come get here. You got to come check it out. If you're not able to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which as I understand it, is just completely sold out. Pork Fest doesn't have that problem. We don't have tickets to sell, so we can't run out of tickets to sell. All you have to do is show up. It's June the 28th through July the 4th. We're going to be here the entire time. But before we bring out our next guest, I want to say thank you to Craig the Free Stater, who is tonight's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program. That means he gives $5 per month to Free Talk Live in order to help us get on more radio stations and reach a larger audience. That's what the AMP program does. Hence his name, advertise, market, and promote. I got that all kinds of backwards, but it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote.
Hence its name.
amp.freetalklive.com if you'd like to check it out. Craig the Free Stater, thank you so much. I'm sure with a name like that, Craig is running around here somewhere. So anyway, we have Bill D. joining us from Manchester, I'm assuming. From
Alcoholics Anonymous. Is that one of them? It seems like that Bill W. and another one. Anyway, go on.
No, not from Alcoholics Anonymous. Yeah, Bill D. from Manchester, that's correct.
So what's going on? I know there's something going on with the quill. I don't know how much you can and can't say.
Well, I can
describe
say quite
what
a bit.
The quill is.
So the quill is a libertarian club. Also known as the Fraternal Order of Porcupines. It's been around...
So is this male only?
No.
Okay.
No. Fraternal orders don't have to be male only.
I just assumed they did.
Yeah. No, like okay. Elks and eagles and those things, they're
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, that doesn't have to be.
It's our club. We do what we want with it.
Right, right. Fair do you point. Want a club or not? and it's been, this is our 11th year. So it's been around for a while.
Yep.
And it was spawned by Free Staters back in the day. And still run by Free Staters. It has about 100 or so members.
Wow. Are they active? Membership. What do they do?
What do they do? Well, the interesting thing about the Quill is it's open and available to members 365 days a year.
So you've got a clubhouse. Yeah.
Got a clubhouse 24 hours a day.
A big clubhouse.
If you're a member, you have access anytime you want.
And so it's got a library and computers and
a game room.
Right, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Video games, movies.
So it's a nice little hangout spot.
It is a hangout spot. Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for throwing that in there. Yes.
It really is.
I've never actually been.
You haven't?
If you come.
I tend to avoid Manchester because I hear bad things about its jail. And
no, the jail. We don't want anything to do with the jail. We have new movers.
Well, because of that, I don't want to have it much to do with Manchester. I mean, right. As far as being there, I love the people in Manchester, but I don't want to actually go there in case the police get a wild hair up their asses as they often do.
When you show up, that's for sure. So when I think about the club, I think about sort of men's clubs in New York and Boston and a century ago. A place where people go to hang out. I don't mean just men in this circumstance. Imagine it's not just men. And it's where people go to hang out. And whether it's they want to, chat about things or, look something up or work, all kinds of stuff going on.
Right. You can work there. There's free internet while you're there. There's a movie room. You can schedule a pay-per-view if you want and have a bunch of people there. We have new movers parties there once a month. We have market day there once a month. It's more of a community center than a gentleman's club.
And of any area in New Hampshire, the west side of New Hampshire has to be the biggest concentration of libertarians in one location. And the Quill is right there.
It's right in the center. There's probably 200 libertarians within walking distance, several blocks of the Quill.
That is amazing.
It is amazing.
Very high concentration.
It is a very high concentration, and they come in and they go out, and they're there in force for a period of time, and then sometimes they go off and do other things, and then they come back later. It's a great little community that they've got going. What kind of growth have we seen with the Quill over time? I know there's a big milestone that's occurring now.
Well, the Quill kind of had a quick growth of about 40 to 50 members, mm-hmm. and then over the years it's gone up to about 70 members.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty much stayed at between 60 and 70 members for the last 3 or 4 years.
And those are active ones. I mean, there's people who have lifetime memberships that just aren't going too often.
There's a bunch of lifetimes.
Yeah.
The membership levels are monthly, annual, and lifetime.
So I know you guys have had to rent your location for a long time. How did you make rent? How did you do that? I mean, how did you generate money? I don't know.
Okay, so it's a multi-use commercial and residential building. There's 4 apartments on the upper floors, 2 on each of the 2 floors, and the Quill is a commercial space on the first floor. We pay rent. Always paid rent, and the building has always been owned by someone else. The Quill does not own the building, but is considered an income-producing property by whoever owns it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the current owner has decided that he wants to sell the building. So right now the Quill is in a fundraising drive to raise $600,000 to buy the building.
Is there a website that people could go to help with that?
There is. We have a new website called quillco.in. So if you look at it, it looks like Quillcoin.
Quill yep.
Okay. Quill.co. I'm sorry, quillco.in.
Is there a Quillcoin?
And there is a Quillcoin, yes.
Okay.
So if you donate $1,000 on our GoFundMe, and if you go to that website, it will bring you to that URL will take you to the GoFundMe page.
Okay, nice.
And you will see where we're at right now, which is around $140,000.
That's pretty good.
Of pledged funds.
And if you own a Quillcoin, what do you get to do with it?
A Quillcoin for a $1,000 donation, you get a Quillcoin, and in the future, you can redeem that Quillcoin for up to 110% of its face value. It's not a security, so it doesn't actually have a value like currency. We can't say that it has a value.
I think potentially,
more of a loan.
If you really wanted to hold out, you could get more than 110%.
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
I mean, if somebody wanted to pay more than that.
Yeah.
Right.
But if I've got one and you want it,
Why would someone want it would be my question.
It's an interesting question. Well, so what can you do with a Quill coin?
With the Quill coin, you could, let's say you bought 5 Quill coins. A lifetime membership to the Quill costs $5,000. So you could use the Quill coins to become a lifetime member.
Okay.
In which case, the Quill coin would become the property of the Quill, and you would get your lifetime membership, and then we wouldn't have to buy it back.
Right. So what the Quill hopes to
do, right,
over time is to redeem these coins, and obviously they want to redeem them at the lowest price they can get them at, but maybe you just don't want to sell it at the price that they want to get it at.
Exactly.
So, you hold on to it, and then, at some point or another, they're like, we must have our coin back, and, that sort
right.
of thing.
We intend to buy them back quarterly, so about maybe a dozen per quarter.
Okay.
Once we buy the building.
And then you'll have the rent from the units upstairs, and then whatever
yes.
lifetime memberships you get.
Right.
And are there any other ways the Quill generates money besides memberships and the
no.
property upstairs?
No.
Okay. Okay.
It's a nonprofit, totally nonprofit organization.
Okay.
So. Well, I know they had a tent here a few years ago where they were doing like late night tacos, or is this just a member of the Quill who was doing late night tacos?
It was semi-official.
Like, okay.
There's a tent here this year called the Quillette. It's on the map as the Quillette. So
it was here last year as well.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it still down there at the bottom of the hill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're there. It's semi-official.
Okay. Not doing anything there to raise money for the Quill or anything like that?
We'll be making announcements there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
What kind of activism has occurred out of the Quill?
Oh, everything from Ron Paul banners and signs back in 2008 and 2012 to raising money for campaign signs for people running for office. There's just FYI, there's probably about 40 to 50 libertarians who might also be members of the Quill who are in public office in New Hampshire.
Right. I mean, there's more than 100 people that I would call, by looking at their New Hampshire Liberty Alliance rating, I would call those people. Anybody who got an A, I would certainly call a libertarian. And I'd be so generous as to call somebody who got a B.
Definitely
a libertarian
plus,
and at least they're leaning that direction. And there are a lot of people. If you go to nhla.org, that's New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, nhla.org, and you check out the reps there. There's a lot of them. One more time, Bill D. How can people get involved with Quill?
Quillco.in. So it looks like Quill Coin.
Very good. Thank you, Bill D.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Keep up the great work. That was Bill D. of the Quill. We've got more coming up, so stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, wrapping up the final first day of the Fork Fest Festival here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Of course, it is also the Porcupine Freedom Festival happening concurrently. That's when June the 21st through July the 28th, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
But that's just a thing going down there. I haven't even been down there. Have you?
Yes, I've been down there a lot, all over the place.
Well, if you want to check it out and you're at home, you can check out forkfest.party.
That's right, because we're still open and accepting reservations and, well, we're not. Rogers Campground is, but the festival is still, you know.
And all of the cool kids will be at Forkfest.
You mentioned this earlier where some people didn't even know about Forkfest.
Yeah, they had no idea. And I said, have you ever heard of Somalia Fest? They're like, yeah. But I thought that was before. I said, no, we're after because all of the cool kids stay.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the after party.
Have 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. That's what I said.
it's really great. And that's what I want to know is Forkfest, your Forkfest is your Forkfest wherever you are. But we'd like it if you'd have your Forkfest with us and check out forkfest.party. But what is everybody else's like? Angie, if there is an organizer of this unorganized event, you're one of them. Can you tell me what's going on? What the events are like?
Who's here, that kind of thing? A ton of things.
Yeah,
there's several food vendors. We have tacos. We have rice bowls with chicken. We have.
I just had the best barbecue pulled pork.
Yep,
I have Kirby's ever barbecue. Had, and I am not ashamed to say it.
Okay, I will give it to you. It's good.
It's good.
But I'm from Memphis.
I got you.
Oh. That is far from the best.
All right. I just really enjoyed
mine. Good point, Aria.
I mean, you know, no doubt. I've had lots of people claim to have better, you know, the best of barbecue, but I really enjoyed that pulled pork.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I'm from North Carolina, so, yeah that's pretty good there, too. there are vendors selling crystals, there's shirts, there's all kinds of kids running around offering services, entrepreneurs.
They are aggressive about it, too. Like, I can't walk anywhere about it without, one, someone, a little kid wanting to pet my dog, or two, a little kid wanting to sell me something, or often both, like while they're petting the dog, like, oh, by the way,
I have this flyer with the schedule that you can look up for free for $1. Do you want it? It's a free flyer. Do you want it for $1? And they sold them.
Oh, well, $1 is almost nothing, so yeah.
Yeah, and they were
plus makes a kid happy.
Yeah, that's it. And so people are like, yeah, I'll take it.
Yep.
There's Oh, gosh. There's all kinds of stuff. Last night, we played poker until about 3 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then we went down to a couple of different tents.
I think a lot of people really come here for the poker.
Yeah, I realize that because people are like, hey, you're playing poker. And I have no idea. I'm like, yes. Yes, we are.
Right.
Come on in.
And you are a dealer.
I am the dealer. Yep, I run the game.
So excellent at it. I know you've been doing it year and year, year after year after year. And I get the impression that people, that's really what their Fork Fest is about, is coming and playing poker.
They enjoy it. There are people there that are every night. Yeah. I mean, they're like 7:30, and if I'm not ready at 7:30, like it's 7:32. I'm like, we're getting there.
What have people walked away with as far as pots and stuff?
Well, the average buy-in is between $20 and $40, mm-hmm. so they don't buy in with a lot. One guy cashed out about $260.
Nice.
And, you know, that was the people buying in. And people, it's a flow. So people break out, bust out, and then they come back in, and new people come in. And so it's a good game to learn if you're still trying to get your poker game down.
Very I think cool. It sounds like a lot of fun. And what else is going on?
Oh, goodness.
I bought this cool little
3D printed
blow dart gun, which I find to be, with Monero, mind you, which is a digital currency, private digital currency. And
he's pretty good. He can aim and hit his target every time.
Yeah, a 10-year-old.
He is really good at landing it at a random spot in the grass and going, yep, nailed it.
I should have that spot in the grass.
It did not even come out.
Apparently it needs to be, I need to file this 3D printed dart down.
maybe just a little bit.
Yeah. For those who weren't here for that, the dart didn't even come out.
I think I swallowed it.
Welcome to Fork Fest.
Oh, great. I did see a lady that was offering dog services, like walking your dogs and dog sitting. There's
no shortage of dogs here. It's basically Dog Fest.
Yep. Yeah. And there are a lot of people offering child care services.
Okay.
You know, the 13, 14-year-olds walking around asking if you need help. There's people help with crystals, special rocks. There's going to be like a some kind of game Xbox tournament coming up over here. Smash Brothers, I think it is. Or
There was one of those last year.
Yeah.
The kids are playing a game called Zombies versus Humans.
Humans versus Zombies,
which is a derivation of tag, basically.
It is, with boffers.
With boppers, right? So describe a bopper.
A boffer is a pool noodle that you put a pole in, so it's kind of hard.
Like a PVC pole.
Yeah, so it's a pool noodle. You put the PVC in it, and then you wrap it up with tape, and you put a handle on it out of the PVC and a part of a pool noodle, and you bop each other with them.
Right.
They have been playing that since the very first time I came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And they love it.
And, well, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, I mean, every once in a while, somebody's going to get bopped a little hard and, you know, a little bit of crying occurs. But, hey, you know, it's not childhood without crying.
Well, there are worse things than crying.
Indeed, there are. And one of them is growing up like a little wussy.
Good save, Mark.
I like that.
So,
we don't have a dump button, but we do have a stop recording and undo button.
Perfect. Perfect. We're safe.
But this humans versus zombies, I want to explain it. So I love it. I love the concept of it. Basically, everybody starts out as a human except for one zombie.
Yep.
And the one zombie, and the rules are, there's rules on how it works and, you know, how long being bopped stops the zombie and this kind of thing, that kind of thing. But whatever. The zombie touches humans, and as the humans are touched by the zombie, they become zombies.
Yes.
Till the last human remaining is
exactly
the winner.
And it gets kind of aggressive amongst the kids. I was watching them on the field today while I was doing the Meet the Regions talk, and they were pretty rough. I was like, oh, gosh, and I was trying not to make noises because I was on the panel, and I was like, oh.
Well, you got to get those zombies.
And then I was interviewed by someone doing a documentary of The Pursuit of True Happiness, Where to Land, and they saw the Meet the Regions, and I talked about the Monadnock region.
Okay.
And
we couldn't ask for a better spokesperson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I spoke very highly. When we got off, he said, you're very good at this. You articulate your words very well. I just smiled like, thank you. And so I pegged Free Talk Live while I was
thank
on there,
you.
Which was really good. Did that during the Meet the Regions talks as well. And there was a lot of interest. So
how many regions are there of New Hampshire that are being represented here?
I think there were four in the talk.
Okay. So what generally sort of Lakes region, the northern
North
part,
Country, North Upper Country. Valley,
yeah.
Merrimack, Monadnock.
Yeah.
And those are the only ones over there.
Okay. And I guess the Lakes region decided not to show.
Yeah, no one was there for the Lakes region.
Yeah. So what were some of the pitches for the general areas, and why would people want to move to these areas that you can pick up?
Well, a lot of people were asking about property and asking about property taxes. And, you know, and I had someone ask about can we build on our property. And I used, like, a problem that you're having as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, he said there's not really wanting to build a separate place. He's wanting to build onto his house. And I said they're giving him grief about it. But
that varies by town, though, correct?
It does. And that's what we were pointing out, that it depends on the town that you're in.
I mean, I live upper class white dude land.
I do.
This is going to happen.
And I did build my own house 13 years ago or something like that here in New Hampshire, and I did it with a $100 building permit, and they honestly did nothing to me. I left it.
This was in Westmoreland, right?
That's the town that it was in. Yep. And it was. I left it incomplete because I didn't want to put up the 3/4-inch drywall in the garage for probably 2 years, and then they just finally came in and gave me an occupancy permit. I'd been living in it for 2 years, and then they gave me an occupancy permit.
They're like, oh, here, you can do it. And the house is still standing. I can vouch for that.
Yes, it is. It's doing good. And, my recommendation would be, if you want to build, first, before you build, go to the bank and withdraw $10,000 from your bank account in cash and make it small bills. And then take it out to the driveway, bring your spouse out.
Seeing the federal indictment against me, I'm not sure I like where this is going, Martin.
And set the money on fire in front of your significant other.
Okay.
Just let it burn right there. Like, spray it in gasoline or lighter fluid, and let that $10,000 burn, and look right in the eye of your significant other as it burns with no explanation.
See, then, I like where this is going again.
And then that reaction that you're dealing with right then, realize that that's going to go on for 2 years. And that you're going to lose money hand over fist. Money that you never imagined you were going to lose. And this $10,000 is a bargain in comparison to the loss you might experience. And the old saying is, build a house, lose a spouse.
I've heard that a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that building a house can be pretty rough on a relationship.
Is there any benefit to building a house versus paying someone to? Or buying a house that's already built?
That's my recommendation, is to buy a house that's already
built. There are tons of them. But the problem that people are experiencing that they were talking about is that the houses go so quickly. So the new movers and such that are coming to the area or looking for property can't come see the houses, and they have to do Zoom calls to view the houses. And by the time they get a bid on them, they've got someone overbidding the asking price by 10 or 15 grand.
Rent.
New Hampshire is hot right now.
Yep, exactly.
If you're buying a house remote, I have to question that motive, too. We have such thing as rent, and believe me, we will have houses on the market in 1 year. Rent.
It's not too late to get to Fork Fest or to New Hampshire. Check out the Free State Project. I think its website is freestateproject.org.
FSP.org.
FSP.org. Yeah. Thank you, Angie.
You're welcome.
Come join us here at Fork Fest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. This has been Free Talk Live.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.